The Trump administration wants to change how nuclear wars are fought. Will Trump's plan lead to a new golden age or to nuclear Armageddon? Welcome to America Uncovered. I'm Chris Chappell. So, Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope you all got everything you wanted. I know all you Star Wars fans out there certainly did. Yeah, not that Star Wars. The other one. No, not that one either. The Reagan one. Yeah, that's Star Wars. Otherwise known as the Strategic Defense Initiative, or SDI. It was an idea dreamed up back in the 1980s during the Reagan administration. To put it simply, the U.S. wanted to build up a network of early warning satellites and space-based weapons that could detect and shoot down incoming Soviet missiles in the event of an all-out war. This plan scared the pants off the Soviets. But by 1993, the program was abandoned on account of technical limitations, the enormous price tag, and the fact that, you know, the Soviet Union didn't exist anymore. But now that Russia and China are back on the world stage and eager to take on the West, Star Wars is back for a sequel. But this time, it's gotten a very Trumpy rebrand, the Golden Dome. Trump does love his gold. He announced the Golden Dome back in May, and he's made some pretty big claims about what it will do.
Once fully constructed, the Golden Dome will be capable of intercepting missiles, even if they are launched from other sides of the world, and even if they are launched from space, including hypersonic missiles, ballistic missiles, and advanced cruise missiles. All of them will be knocked out of the air.
Now, of course, a missile defense system like this doesn't come cheap. But Trump plans to spare no expense. Over 1,000 firms are vying for a chance to help build the Golden Dome and grab a slice of a development budget worth $151 billion. And some of these contracts include development of space-based interceptors, satellites capable of shooting down weapons in orbit. Now, on the one hand, this kind of sucks. I mean, the government was shut down for a month over budget deficits while Americans are struggling to afford groceries, and now you're telling me we have to shell out billions for the Golden Dome? But on the other hand, making Star Wars real and blasting Chinese missiles from space sounds really cool, so I'm torn. But not everyone thinks this program is as cool as I do. Namely, Russia and China. They're saying that the Golden Dome undermines strategic stability and risks turning space into a battlefield. And that is admittedly true. The Golden Dome would weaponize space, and it would completely undermine the doctrine of mutually assured destruction, or MAD. This is what kept the US and its adversaries from turning the Cold War into a hot war. If one side fired its nukes at the other, it's almost guaranteed that their opponent would be able to launch a counterattack, either because they were able to see that first strike coming, or because at least some of their missile facilities survived the initial attack. But if the American Space Force can blanket the planet in satellites and interceptors, blunting or even preventing retaliation, that sort of throws the whole calculus out the window. These are important things to consider, though Russia and China aren't exactly arguing in good faith. The two countries recently conducted their third joint missile defense drill, which seeks the same sort of strategic objectives as the Golden Dome. And they haven't stopped building up their offensive weapons either. Since 2020, China has tripled the size of its nuclear arsenal, improved the quality of its nuclear weapons, and expanded its military footprint in outer space. Russia, meanwhile, is fielding new nuclear weapon systems, including hypersonic missiles, nuclear-powered cruise missiles, and nuclear-armed torpedoes. Yeah, a couple of real peacenicks, those two. So everyone's after the same thing. Minimize your own losses while maximizing the amount of pain you can dish out in the event of World War III. But if war breaks out, it might not even matter who has the upper hand in space. Instead, we could all be screwed. You have thousands of satellites at a huge cost to taxpayers, and maybe a single nuke detonated in space shuts down the whole satellite network, including GPS and communications. And something like this has kind of already happened. In 2007, China blew up one of its own aging weather satellites using a medium-range ballistic missile. This single explosion created thousands of pieces of debris traveling at around 18,000 miles per hour. At those speeds, a paint chip could rip through a satellite. And despite it happening almost two decades ago, most of that debris is still up there. As a matter of fact, in 2021, the International Space Station had to make an evasive maneuver in order to dodge one of those pieces of the Chinese satellite. So, if Space War One kicked off, just a few destroyed satellites could cause a chain reaction known as Kessler syndrome, where chunks of debris keep hitting more and more satellites, creating more debris, which takes out even more satellites. Before long, the space around Earth would be completely unusable. If that's the scenario we're looking at, I guess MAD isn't quite so dead after all. But still, with all these downsides, why is America still trying to make the Golden Dome a reality? What are the upsides? Well, for one, it does help prevent accidental nuclear exchanges. The Cold War saw too many false alarms where one side thought the other was launching its nukes, only for one man to remain calm and defuse the situation. So if there's another one of those false alarms, or even an accidental launch, the Golden Dome could give everyone more time to react and calm things down. But that's not all. It prevents smaller rogue states like North Korea from posing a threat. If the Golden Dome can intercept North Korea's handful of nukes, that means the Kim regime can't blackmail the world anymore. And finally, big projects like these, even if they don't succeed, create huge leaps for science that wind up helping everyone. The Strategic Defense Initiative and the space race more generally helped us create modern high-performance computers, portable electronics, the internet, weather satellites used to predict hurricanes and prevent famines, GPS, advances in water purification, energy-efficient buildings, protective gear, medical equipment, the list goes on. Oh, and that really crappy ice cream. But still, while projects like the Golden Dome aren't a solution to every problem, least of all war with China or Russia, there are still a lot of things to be gained. What do you think? Is a Golden Dome a good idea? Is the risk worth the reward? Leave a comment below. I do read as many as I can. And since this episode was so much about nuclear war, you might want to check out this episode of my other show, Deep Thoughts While Gaming. This time I'm talking about Star Fox 64 and the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Once again, I'm Chris Chappell. Thank you for watching America Uncovered.